Imagine your dream summer job as a teenager. Well, if it's cleaning out stables and learning how to gallop on thoroughbred horses, you may be picturing yourself on a lush horse farm out in the suburbs. Well, now imagine that stable is in a park in Philadelphia. For our occasional series on the business of summer, Kyrie Greenberg takes us on a ride to Philadelphia's Chamonix Equestrian Center.
Leslie Heiner started work to ride in 1994 in a stable tucked away in the northwest corner of Fairmount Park. It's filled with donated horses, many who were once injured on the racetrack. There aren't many other adults. Kids run every part of the stable, with Heiner as their captain.
So, you remember how to do those buckets? Scrub first, dump, refill. What?
Malik, the one washing out buckets, is 9, while an 11-year-old assists the dentist on his annual visit.
So, there's 20 baby teeth coming out in just those 2 years alone.
Right now, it's summer camp. Heiner watches as teens in the Work to Ride program lead a riding lesson.
They know that they're responsible, you know, for these kids and the fact that, you know, they could fall off in a hot second or get stepped on or, oop, 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 she's going down.
One girl fell off her horse. 13-year-old Messiah Grayson says it probably happened because she was nervous.
We try to get them over there fair. Like, we put them, first we start them off on easier horses. Like, that way they know the horse is fine. Then we try to build them up.
But the South Philly native says he never needed convincing.
I mean, I was just happy to get on. That's all. And my neighborhood is loud. I mean, it's barely any grass. Here is nature-y.
Grayson, like the 30 or so other kids in Work to Ride, had to prove themselves by volunteering in the stable every day after school for 3 years. Once in the program, they get a stipend. Some seasoned 11-year-olds make $100 a week. And when they turn 16, they'll start at $8.50 an hour. Piper Skokland is a 10-year-old from Wynwood who's in the summer camp. She says she hasn't fallen off yet, but that's because she's only been riding for a week.
They were tall. They were bumpy. I was kind of scared. If you speak to them and tell them go left, they aren't going to go left. You have to actually physically do that.
Julian Panados is one of her camp counselors. The 17-year-old says in his group of friends, his job is the coolest.
I know friends that are working, but they're doing stuff like babysitting, McDonald's, Target, you know. They're definitely not doing anything like what I do here.
Panados says he sees himself working with horses and hopefully joining a polo team, like Work to Ride alum Damar Rosser. Rosser just graduated from Roger Williams University after being on the school's polo team, which won a national championship last year. He's pursuing a career in sports PR, but you can still find him at Chamonix making a poultice for a horse with a strained tendon. He'll tell you it's all thanks to his brother wandering around their Parkside neighborhood.
My oldest out of my family, David, he was just walking through the park and he came across the horse stable. And pretty much he walked in and started talking to Leslie and she just took him in.
Rosser started in the stable when he was 5. As he got older, Chamonix produced the first African-American polo team in the U.S., which he and his brothers joined.
Coming to this program, I have a really different lifestyle from other kids that are living in the city. I spend my whole day here until 9 o'clock, so I was never really home or inside the house that much. There's a lot of support that goes on. Obviously, growing up in such a hard neighborhood, as well as getting through high school and college, it's tough. It's really stressful on you because you've been through a lot. But being here is it's really relaxing.
It's also a lot of work. In winter, kids will spend hours mucking out stables because the horses can't go outside. Heiner is working on raising money to build an indoor ring and improve the barn, but isn't the kind of boss to sugarcoat anything.
You know, a lot of times, have parents that will want to apply to the program and because the parents want the kids to do it. You know what I mean? And then the kids, they get one whiff of, well, no, you can't go to a birthday party on Saturday because you're supposed to be at the barn on Saturday. You know what I mean? So they learn that this comes first because we invest a lot of money and a lot of time into these kids and we want to impart upon them that, life doesn't always go the way you want it to go and you have responsibilities and you have to be faithful to those.
And so it's not that surprising to her when Work to Ride kids find success when they leave Fairmount Park.
Kids really get to be kids here, and there's nobody standing over top of them saying, oh, Johnny, watch out. Don't do this, Sarah. Don't do that. Other than the fact that you're you know, working with 5,000-7,000-pound animal, there's not really a whole lot to get into trouble.
For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.